now to take a seat at the kids' table. Our money expert, CEO of Money Savvy Generation, Susan Beecham, is here. Hello, Susan.
Hi, Sandy.
Today, we had parents ask their kids, if you want something really bad, but you don't have the money for it, what do you do? This is a struggle for all of us, right? Not just the kids. But here's what the kids said.
If there's something you want really bad and you don't have the money to get it, what do you do?
Ask you, put on my Christmas list, or just save up.
Don't buy it.
Sell popsicles and get 40 bucks.
If I want something right now and I don't have the money, I'd probably start saving. Or since I do guitar, I'd probably do guitar on my front porch and see if people will like pay me like they do in all those big cities.
What would you do?
Just grab it.
I really want to meet that child. I really do.
I don't, just grab it. 5 years old, by the way, for the record, just a 5-year-old little mooch. So of course, just grab it. What do you mean? What does money have to do with anything?
She's going to have way too much fun in her life for her.
Oh, I know. Oh, gosh. Those kids are so adorable. Okay, so it is a struggle, right? When your kids are begging for something or asking for something, as the parent, what do you do when they don't have the money? I mean, this feels like the time to teach a valuable money lesson.
You're right. Let's take this in steps.
Okay.
The first step was brilliant. Ask the kids for their ideas. Anytime you start by asking a question rather than delivering a lecture, you're going to have more success. So that was a pretty impressive list. Totally understand why the first step would be to ask mom. Interesting, yes. Not ask dad. There is some interesting research around that mom gives, dad resists.
Really? So,
yeah.
Oh, that's not how it is in my house, but okay. All right.
You know, it's a possibility that the Christmas list is a good idea. I loved hearing don't buy it. Who is that child? That's brilliant. There's mm-hmm. there's a young man who's already talking about delayed gratification. Saving, selling popsicles. These are all brilliant ideas. So there's a delay component, and we already talked about, and I'll mention it again, the importance of the ability to delay gratification. And we know it's not something our kids are born with. Some, like my friend who said, don't buy it, some have that instinct, but it's a delayed gratification is a learned behavior. And it's an important behavior to learn because all of the research tells us the child who can delay gratification, self-master, exhibits self-control, simply has better life outcomes, more success, more wealth, better health. So this is an opportunity to take all these suggestions, which have a delay component, and encourage them. As well, I tell kids, make a wish list. Take that wish list, and every time there's something that's tickling your fancy, write it on the list. Keep it in your wallet. Keep it in your pocket whenever you're out with mom and dad. And look at that list and say to yourself, is this still what I want? If you're unsure, start to prioritize the list. Then unpack the ask. That's the second step. Whenever your child asks you for something, like a week ago we were talking about cars, don't get paralyzed. Take a deep breath and start to unpack it. Again, asking the questions of yourself and the child. Is this a need or is this a want? And if it's a need, offer to match the need. So they save a dollar, you match it to a dollar, to a certain amount. That's a delayed gratification technique. Saving is involved. It's a fundamental skill here. And you're asking the child to wait, but success breeds success. And at younger ages, a week can be a lifetime. So if a child wants something that they're going to have to come up with the money for that's in the tens, 20s, or $30, you have to take a look at the age of the child. And if it's a 10-year-old, they can wait. But if it's a 7-year-old, you have to help them along. And then the last step is make sure you help them take action. So don't just talk about it, do something. So in addition to that list, that brilliant list those kids came up with, I would add earning money. Introduce your child to the empowering option of earning money through entrepreneurship. And that can be launched at any age. Brainstorm a list with the family at dinner on how your child can earn money. Maybe it's babysitting siblings. Maybe it's giving you some IT help. Give them options on how they can take action on earning money rather than simply putting it on a list and waiting for someone else to provide it for them. Because all those suggestions, aside from the popsicles, were someone else giving to them. And the last suggestion here, helping them to take action, is actually empowering them to get it for themselves by earning money.
Wonderful. Helping our kids form good money habits.
Exactly.
Where can we follow you? What are you working on, Susan?
You may follow me at my blog, which is at susanbeacham.com. And you can find a lot of our Money Savvy Generation's award-winning products and some free resources at Money Savvy. That's two V's, SAVVY.com.
Thank you, Susan.
Thanks, Sandy.